You pray with me. Father, we are deeply grateful for the gift that you have given to us in Jesus, your Son, so long ago, and that you continue to give us every day. We need your grace in our life. We lift this before you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The angels, the choir of angels said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those," and I'm going to use a translation slightly different than the one we read, "peace to those on whom God's favor rests." It's an alternate translation. I think it's a better one. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom God's favor rests. This evening we hear clearly this simple hymn of the angels that they sang on that night so long ago when the light of hope dawned on those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness. And I can't help but imagine that this evening all around us in the heavenly realm are those same angels still singing this hymn of praise because the light of hope is still shining. It still shines on those who walk and live on this earth, an earth that still experiences the dark shadow of sin, evil, and death. This evening, listen to the angels and absorb their hymn of praise. Let it sink deep down into your bones. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom God's favor rests. This angelic hymn of praise proclaims the benefits that come with the birth of King Jesus. That is peace on earth. By the way, we have an inscription in the archaeological record of when that marked the birth of Augustus, King Caesar, the king of the Romans, the emperor of the Romans, and it marked out the benefits of his kingship for all on the earth, and it claimed peace. A Savior born, Son of God, because the Senate had proclaimed his adopted father, Julius Caesar, to be God. This is not what was written in the sermon tonight, but I feel such a prompting. The angels proclaim the benefits of King Jesus over against the benefits of Caesar or any other human emperor. Both claim peace on earth. And Augustus did bring a measure of peace to the world in his time, but it was a peace that crushed people. And was in the midst of that was born this child in a backwater town to a girl just betrothed, not yet married fully, just betrothed to Joseph, whom the angels declared that he brings peace, true peace. And this Christmas, we need to know that it is Christ alone who brings peace. Amen. No human ruler brings peace. Donald Trump will not bring peace. Joe Biden will not bring peace on this earth. None of our hopes should be laid up in these places. I have not heard an angel declare from heaven peace on earth at the birth of any one of these leaders. But we have recorded for us the angels who met lowly shepherds on a hill somewhere outside of Jerusalem, outside of the city of Bethlehem, and they proclaimed to them, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth." peace on earth. That is such a profound statement. Peace in the biblical record is this all-encompassing idea, this all-encompassing reality that means wholeness and completion, purity and holiness. And for a world ever since the fall, ever since Adam and Eve rebelled against God, that has been marked by fragmentation and brokenness, a world that Isaiah proclaims in his our reading this night is a world of darkness. A world that truly desires peace, and everyone does. It's not just Christians. Every person in our world desires peace in that sense of wholeness in all of our relations of life, whether it's our relationship with God, for that relationship has been broken, and we desire that relationship to be made whole again. Our relationship with one another, have we not experienced a year that tells us that those relationships are broken, at least in our society? And each one of us knows that those relationships are broken with our family, with our friends. Many of us here this night are living through the midst of strife in their relationships, darkness. We desire peace, wholeness. In a relationship with this world that God has made us to relate with, there's brokenness. We desire peace. In a relationship with ourselves, don't you feel the brokenness in yourself? Whether it's psychological brokenness, emotional brokenness, whatever it might be, don't you desire the peaceful touch of God that restores to wholeness? There is nothing on offer in our world apart from God in a baby named Jesus that can bring us peace, that can bring us wholeness. Christians, if you want to stand out as the light in the midst of a land in deep darkness, then reflect the light of this baby. But I want to tell you, you will never reflect that light if your hope, if the hope for peace that you have is set on some human. It has to be set on Jesus Christ. That's what the angels declare. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those whom God has shown his favor. And indeed, we are people whom God has shown favor to, because he has entered into this dark world in Jesus Christ. He has taken on flesh and come beside us. He has knelt beside us in the midst of our brokenness. He knows it personally. And we need to know that. Especially after a year like we've had, we need to know that God enters into our brokenness. He takes on that brokenness. And he goes all the way to the cross. We'll end with this imagery that I believe Luke gives us. The sign that the angel gives us of to know that this child is the one, the Savior, the Prince of Peace, is that it will be a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And no doubt this prefigures Christ's ultimate resting place before the beautiful work of God in raising him from the dead. For he will again, as an older man, be wrapped in cloths and buried. He'll be laid in a tomb. And so the one that we celebrate tonight, and indeed we should celebrate and rejoice, because we have every reason to rejoice, because we have set our hope on the Prince of Peace, the one who has come in the babe and who has died on our behalf and whom God has raised from the dead for us and for the life of this world. And so, Christians at Christ Church, be joyful. For the good news of great joy has been given to you. Embrace it, live it out, and proclaim it to your neighbors this Christmas. May God help us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.